Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
824 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We're going to go to Raheem's presser in a moment. But, Bo, I got to tell you, Jordan Hudson is officially trolling us. That is Bill Belichick's girlfriend. You brought up the fact that Bill went to her cheerleading competition last week.
Yes.
And then the internet had a heyday with the adult cheerleading competition.
Did you see some of the pictures from that?
Oh, of course I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, ridiculous. But she posted a photo saying, I've loved supporting Bill Belichick and his adult all-male football league competitions this season. She's trolling us back for making fun of this adult cheerleading competition. Here's the thing, though. I don't hate it, though, because... What, she's 25, 24, 25?
She was born in, there's a lawsuit now out kind of about that. She was born in 2001.
At least, though, if there is, clearly there is this
weird
adult cheerleading league, at least they have a hobby. They're not going home and watching Netflix all day long like most people.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, I don't care either way. That's the problem that she doesn't get. She seems, and I guess you got to be careful what you say about her because she'll sue you because she's suing Pablo Torre right now.
I mean, it was a caption on an Instagram post.
Yeah.
Like, P.S., I'm suing you.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of weird around her, but no one's making fun of her adult cheerleading league, so to speak. We're making fun of Bill Belichick attending an adult cheerleading.
Like, no.
This is a man who... It's kind of like, I think it's a little bit of stray bullets for the adult thing. It's really, to me, more about Belichick being there.
That's where it started, but then everyone was like, oh, who knew there was adult cheerleading competition?
Oh, people knew it. Just ask Mark Zeno.
Well, they're exactly, and they're making fun of it. So for her to troll us back, I'm kind of like.
I've actually seen the opposite of what you're talking about.
What do you mean? That people are not trolling it
or supporting it? I've seen a lot of people online that are jealous that she's getting a chance to do this. And that includes, like, some of the Barstool guys. Like, they had a long conversation about this as well. And I kind of agree, like...
What are they mad about?
They're not mad about anything. They're jealous that she gets a chance to pursue a passion of hers past a certain age. You just don't get a chance to do that most of the time. Like, but, you know, like, when football's over, dude. You don't go play football somewhere else and do it when you're 24. Just strap on pads and go up to the park and play football.
Well, she got enough flack, though, that she did put this caption out saying, like, I've enjoyed cheering on Bill Belichick in his adult male football competitions.
Yeah.
Like, because she was tired of hearing it.
Yeah, I don't know that that's the same thing. I don't think she cooked with that one at all.
No, she did.
He's getting paid like tens of millions of dollars to actually coach football.
She's also
he's probably the greatest to ever do it.
She's also getting paid off of that whole venture because
she's made him give her a job.
I think there's a lot of things though that you can do past that. Like you can play in. You know, you can play in a golf league and golf tournaments, and
sure,
you can play in basketball, adult basketball leagues. You know, I've even been told by some people I've worked with in this business that you can play flag football and it's very physical. But I don't know how those two go together. But yeah, so I mean, you can do, I think you can do all those things.
That's my point, though. I think a lot of people enjoy doing that. I don't think most people I haven't seen her judging her for actually doing the cheerleading event.
I think it's funny. For me, it's funny because
I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm just saying most people I've seen
where the strays come from is that Bill's there, and then it's really the photos that she takes from these. Like, yeah. She's pretty ridiculous in some of the pictures that she's taken at her.
I mean, and let's be real, she opens herself up to a lot of this.
100%.
There's no question why she finds him attractive, quote unquote.
Yeah, and then she was present on the day where they taught, you know, no press is bad press. So
right, like, yeah,
it's not even
within question that she has targeted him for a certain reason. Okay, let's just put it
targeted.
Wow, you better be careful. Better be careful.
Targeted not a good word?
Oh, it is raining sideways.
Maybe he targeted her.
Oh, I'm sure he did. I think it's very understandable what his reasons were as well. Let's not act like this is some kind of, you know, like we can't call a spade here.
It ain't a one-way street.
Yeah.
He met her on a plane. How do you think that conversation went?
He's rich and famous, and she's young and good-looking. I mean, like, I don't think this is not the first love story that's gone this way, guys.
You don't think we're going to get, like, a rom-com out of this story? It's not going to be like a picture.
There's
book.
Definitely somebody angling this for Lifetime.
What's it going to be called? Dirty Grandpa?
They made that already.
I know. That's the only reason why I knew it.
We're watching the sequel. That's right. What's happening.
I don't know. Can you make this into a Hallmark movie somehow?
Dirty Grandpa was actually, I'm sorry, I'm going all squirrel moment here. But Dirty Grandpa was actually a really funny good movie.
The Christmas Flight. You know what I mean?
I'm Bill. I'm Bill Belichick.
Where he gets on the flight and she sits down. She's like, I'm headed home for Christmas to see my parents. And he's like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm going to see my grandkids. Mm-hmm.
Someone is making that right now. It's going to be up on YouTube by Christmas.
They're probably trying to cross-check with their lawyer to make sure they're not getting sued.
It's probably on another website or two as well.
Yeah.
Well, let's pivot and get – no, we're moving on. Don't even ayo it. Don't acknowledge it. Let's get into Raheem's presser from yesterday. He probably looked forward more so to this presser.
Golly, dude.
I'm trying, man.
You're doing a great job. Please continue.
So it was probably about a year ago. This time everyone's like, what are we going to do with Kirk Cousins? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We got to trade him, right? Got to get him off the roster. Well, Raheem got to talk about this yesterday, and this is exactly why we kept him.
It was absolutely outstanding. It was the whole reason, the purpose of, you know, being so adamant about, like, having Kirk a part of this football team. You know, talking about a great guy, great human, a guy that we brought in here to be our starter, right? You know, obviously it worked out that Mike became our starter, and then you got a guy that's going to be ultimately supportive through the time that he was able, and now his number's called, and he's able to go out there and execute for us and get us a win, and, like, I thought that was huge.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why you listen to The Morning Shift, because we have been telling you for almost a calendar year now that this guy was not going anywhere throughout his entire tenure here. I thought there would be an opportunity at some point if Penix really took off that, and I even said this in the offseason, and I said, I'm not trying to put bad mojo on this team, but if you just look at the numbers, how many times have we talked about the number of starting quarterbacks that played in the NFL last year or the year before? I think it was 58 last year, maybe 61 the year before. The odds say that you're going to need a good backup quarterback at some point. It just so happens that this year is for an extended amount of time, and you were probably already out of the playoff race.
We can complain about the rules all we want and how they're too lean, like basically hard on defensive players with hurting quarterbacks. But the way the game is played today, even though they protect the quarterback like they do, it does put the quarterback in tough situations with spreading out offenses and with the ability of the edge players and the defenses and the speed they play with and the schemes. Quarterbacks get hit in this league, and they get hit a lot. So you understand a little bit, but the whole thing is that's what we told you. And all the people, and Mike, you're so right, all the people that said, you can't have him on this roster.
It's going to be a massive distraction.
Yeah, really? It wasn't. Of all the things that have affected this season, him being on this roster hasn't affected it negatively one bit. In fact, it's a difference in 4-7 and 3-8.
100%.
Because I'm not sure if you go down there with nothing against Easton Stick, but I'm not sure if Easton Stick goes down there and you win that game. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the point that you and I have talked about for the last, I don't know, what has it been, 10 months since this all happened and since Michael Penix took the starting job was that if you get rid of him, you're going to have to get somebody to pay his money, and it's not going to happen. And even if you do that, you're still going to have to pay a veteran backup probably $6 million or more to come take that role. And the money just never matched up. And so this probably sounds like a little bit of a victory lap because it is, because everybody told us we were freaking idiots 9 months ago. And every national reporter out on every national TV show is going, oh, got to get rid of him. Where's the next landing spot? Where's the next trade partner? And it's like, dude, you can go back and look at my Twitter. I'm like, I don't think he's in that much of a hurry to leave. He's got to waive the no trade clause. His freaking family lives here. Like, I don't, and he's going to have a very cush job in a situation that he seems to like at this point.
Well, and I don't want to call anybody out, so I'm not going to name names, but I literally said on this show, like in March, I think, that the report, the Browns, and I said, that's a made up report. There's you don't say that. That person uses source. I'm like, okay, well then why is that person the only person saying it, and there's no one backing it up? And oh, by the way,
ding,
how did it work out for them?
Yeah,
because the people were making stuff up. It's all it was.
And let's just be clear here. I don't think any of us in this room are saying Kirk is the answer to this franchise's woes. That's not the point. The point is that you were always going to need a quality veteran backup quarterback to step in situations like this, and that's absolutely what we saw just 2 days ago. So I'm honestly happy for Raheem that he gets a chance to sit in front of a podium and say that.
Yeah, I really thought what was going to happen with that situation is he was going to be our Taylor Swift. Like, they were just going to show him on camera all the time.
All the time.
And have him looking frustrated, and that just hasn't happened.
Well, I said this every time that point comes up. I'm like, that's not a problem inside the locker room. That's a problem outside the locker room. The people inside the locker room, guess what? They're busy during the games. You know what I mean? Like, they're actually playing football.
That was the funniest thing to me. I was like, so who's going to be what player on the field is going to be distracted if they cut a shot to Kirk Cousins and he looks pouty? I mean, grow up, people.
Well, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. By the way, breaking news. We have Guns N' Roses tickets. We're going to give those away in a moment. We're also going to turn the page early this week, take a look at this Jets matchup, and we've got a Life of Squid.
We're going to recap the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. Let's keep it simple. We got some stories. Mike told a joke, and it wasn't funny.
Yeah, it fell flat.
Morning Show, Sports Radio 99, The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.